Beyond the Grave, written by Philomatha, read by Chubby Lit. Ship duty. That had been what he'd wanted when he'd graduated from the Provincial Military College. A nice posting on a cruiser, perhaps, working his way up through the ranks, maybe one day attaining the exalted position of ship's captain. That was ambition enough for a parole boy whose parents had scrimped and saved to put him through college. How had he come to be here? Chief of Imperial Security. The words were pounding through his head, drowning out all other thoughts. Some of that, he supposed, was the fever. The last dose of painkillers was wearing off, and his arm throbbed and his head was swimming. He'd spent the last of his adrenaline reporting to the Lord Regent, first burned up with the relief of finding his lord alive and in command here at Tannery Base, and then stunned by the responsibility Errol had so casually laid on him. All he'd planned was to go back to his old job, guarding the Regent and his family. And he'd already failed in that, twice. Why? Why had Errol given him a third chance to screw up with even higher stakes? He longed desperately for that ship posting, clean and simple compared to this mess. He ought to get to sickbay, get his infected arm sorted out, and then he'd try to face this job. He'd seen the plans of Tannery Base and knew he was here and sickbay was there. It was disturbingly hard to read the map in his mind's eye and walk in a straight line and not fall over. And he was the chief of IMPSEC. The chief of IMPSEC ought to be able to read a map and walk at the same time. A hand closed on his good elbow. Ilium whirled around dizzily. It was the regent. Ilian tried to straighten up and look like someone who could be the chief of IMPSEC. From Errol's expression, he wasn't entirely successful. "Were you holding out with me about your injuries?" he demanded. "I felt okay earlier," Ilian said, "and I'll get started right away, sir," he added, trying to keep his mind on the main point. "You'll go to sick bay right away," Errol retorted. "Come on." He walked with Ilian through the corridors, which at least meant Ilian could give up on the map. Are you sure you want me for this job?" Ilian asked, after a few minutes of trying and failing not to lean on Errol for support. "What is this, mutiny?" Errol said. "I gave you the job, and I meant it. You're qualified, you're loyal, and you won't drive me crazy like some of the other members of the general staff." His brusque dismissal of Ilian's self-doubts was both alarming and reassuring. "Yes, sir," Ilian said automatically. But after a moment, he said, "I don't have seniority, though. What about the heads of domestic or galactic affairs?" "What about them? Do we even know whether they support me or Vardarian?" Ilian tried to think. He ran over the moment the news had reached him at HQ, trying to work out where Isos of Domestic Affairs had been. There, in the background as Ilian had rushed out, Isos had been heading in to the chief's office. And 5 minutes after that, the entirety of HQ had been locked down, rendering it unable to help Vorkosigan and Negri. Isos was for Vardarian, he said, and at Errol's startled look, realized that had been a rhetorical question. "I don't know about Galactic Affairs, though." "And you think you're not qualified?" was Errol's response. "I let Vorhalla skip past me. And Vardarian." "You think perhaps I'd forgotten either of those little events when I appointed you?" Errol said. "Negri's had you lined up as his successor for years. It's just come a bit early, that's all." That was a lot more than Ilium was ready to deal with. "Oh," he managed. Then he began to make the connections. So that was why Negri had assigned him to Vorkosigan at Escobar. How long ago had this trap been prepared for him? "Bastard," he said, and realized he'd spoken aloud. Errol gave a short laugh. "Yeah, he set you up for this. He and Ezar both made their plans to roll beyond the grave, and we get to make the best of it." He stopped and turned to face Ilian. "I need you in this job, Simon. Badly. And I say you can do it. So don't come to me and tell me you aren't up to it." Ilian straightened, painfully. "My lord," he said. There wasn't anything else he could say, anything else that needed to be said. Arl regarded him for a minute, then gave a nod. "Right then. Sick bay." As the frowning medic cleaned and bandaged his arm and dosed him with antibiotics and painkillers and something to bring the fever down, as he obtained a uniform with new Horus eyes and blue captain's tabs, as he found the office assigned to him, Ilion tried to believe that he was the chief of IMSEC. Whatever IMSEC was now, a hostile building and a divided and confused group of men, none of whom were going to be pleased with their new chief. He wasn't Negri to dominate them by the force of his personality and the weight of history. He was going to have to be different. No, he hadn't wanted this job, but he would serve where Errol sent him. He was going to have to be better.